To turn to his academic career, he planned the great Cambridge Shakespeare, first with Glover, then with Aldous Wright, both librarians of Trinity. And, helped by Aldous Wright, he issued The Globe Shakespeare, a popular text. He collected much material for an edition of Aristophanes. He also published some sermons, but in 1869 he gave up holy orders, which, by the way, will exempt us from excessive orthodoxy. Like his friend and biographer Leslie Stephen, like Henry Sidgwick and others of that generation, he did not find it possible to remain in the church, and he has explained his reasons in a pamphlet entitled The Present Dangers of the Church of England. He resigned his post of public orator in consequence, while retaining his college tutorship. He died at the age of 57, esteemed by all who knew him as a lovable, scholarly, and honest man. You will have realized that he is a Cambridge figure, not a figure in the great world, or even at Oxford, but a spirit peculiar to these courts, which perhaps only you, who tread them after him, can justly appreciate. The spirit of integrity. Out of a bequest in his will, his old college has provided for a series of lectures, to be delivered annually, on some period or periods of English literature.